Blog Talk Radio.
Let's try this again. Well, praise the Lord. Okay. For real now, let's try this again. Praise the Lord, everybody. I do, in fact, want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February the 1st of 2023. Yay, you made it through January. Yay. January always seems like it takes forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, doesn't it? Feels like an eternity. Way more so than any other month. Doesn't it almost feel like 1.5 at least of any other month?
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't like the worst month ever by any means. But I mean, January just goes by so slow. That's what I was referring to about it. That's what I was making that noise. Even. But, well, we've made it to February, and it's February 1st, and I want to welcome you to another edition of the show, the Miracle Man Show. I am the Miracle Man, coming to you tonight from Midland, Michigan, where I live, from my studio, and it's great to have you with me tonight, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning into the broadcast. It's so great that you would just tune in, be ready to hear and receive from the Lord tonight. And so I want to let you know right off the get-go that how we've been having the interviews on Wednesday nights. We are going to have an interview tonight, but it's going to be on the back end of the show. So about 7:30, 7:40, like that, 7:30, 7:40, we're going to have our interview with Vaughn, who is a coach. He's the president of a league here in this town, of a football league in this town. And he's also a hockey player, as well as having been involved in football. And I'm going to ask him some questions about that. And I am going to ask him what his prediction is for the Super Bowl. And so, I wanted to let you know about that. The other thing. Because of Florida, because of me going to Florida, I am going to have to do my Super Bowl prediction before Wednesday, to be completely honest with you. I'll have to do it before Wednesday, but I'm going to do it. I am going to ask him his Super Bowl pick tonight. Does that mean that his will copy mine? No. It doesn't at all, because my pick will be what I pick next week. And I just thought you should know that. For those of you who are starting to make predictions, you know, with office pool and what have you. You know, whether you're going for the Chiefs or whether you're going for the Eagles. And so, sorry. Hope I'm still alive. Can you grab me a water? Do you mind grabbing me a water? But anyhow, just thought I should let you know that that's the plan for tonight. So we're going to be moving along in a couple minutes. Because that way, when they get here, that we can go right to the interview for tonight. Because, you know, I have questions though. Wanna ask it. Because obviously, you know, of course, my big sport that I talk about most on the show is football. And so I am excited about that tonight. But there is another thing that I want to make you guys aware of. We talked about Super Bowl pick probably being on like Tuesday or something because of me flying to Florida. The other thing, because of Florida, which I don't mean it as a bad thing when I say because of Florida. What I mean is I'm going on a vacation to Florida, just like I did last winter. And I will leave on the 8th, get back on the 15th. That being said, between the 8th and the 15th, I'll probably do one show, probably. Maybe two. But it would be a shortened show. And generally, it would be kind of me talking to you about, you know, how has it been? How's Florida been? You know, what all have I done while I've been there? And so it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I've looked at the first three days that I could find of weather, and honestly, it looks good. It looks very good. And so I'm getting excited. Another thing, Holy Spirit Conference is taking place in San Diego this week with Dr. Mark T. Barclay. Please tune in to markbarclay.com in order to stream. Marktbarclay.com in order to stream the conference morning and night. Keep in mind that the conference start times are 3 hours behind what they would be here because of them being on the West Coast. So what is 7 o'clock their time in California is 10 p.m. here. That being said, I have not quite finished last night's service. It is on YouTube, so you can go to YouTube and type in Mark T. Barclay, and you should be able to find it. Mark T. Barclay channel. And so you can see what God's doing out there in California. Amen. Because I love making you guys aware of that kind of stuff when it happens. So Ray, if you're listening, Raymond Campbell, if you're listening, my brother, happy birthday to you, February 1st. So Thank you for being such a great brother. Hopefully you stay around for when Vaughn comes and I get to interview Vaughn. And so, as I said, I'm looking forward to that. But before we do that, I'm going to get right going into the meat of the night right away. First thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, how great God has been. He's always been there for me. And my mom has trusted ever since she had me. And, you know, it's just been great to watch God move. And even though there's been battles and struggles, and there is now, and but the truth is we all have battles and struggles that we face, every one of us. And when we have God on our side, we don't have to go through these struggles alone. Amen. And so I trust in him. And I believe in him. Hallelujah. Because I know something. I know his promises for me are yes and amen. So please go online to the website, Rivers of Miracles. That is R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing to you. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. This has been a blessing unto your life over the years. I pray it's been a blessing over your life for the past 5.5 years. As we launched this back in July of 2017, and I pray that this has been a blessing into your life. And you can sow your seed by going to paypal.com. And in the search bar, typing in Rivers Shukla, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And then, of course, the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are capitalized. So, just wanted you to know about that. And when you sow your seed, and I get notified, I always pray over your seed. You do? Yes, I do. Why would you pray over our seed? I pray over your seed because I want the blessing in the hand of the Lord on your life. I want to see you get blessed. And there's a verse I want to sow into your life. Luke 6:38. Give. And it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, not tipping over, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. With whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. Amen. So that's the verse that I stand on in my life. Now I want to sing a few songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Give thanks to the Lord, for our God and King. His love endures forever. He is good. He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever, forever, and ever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And by the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is with us, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever, forever, forever God is able, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. And ever. His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is with us. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever, forever, forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. His love endures forever, his love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever and ever, forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the lions roar, Though my enemies rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. All hope against all odds, I will trust in you. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the battles are, though the storms rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the lions roar, though my enemies rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Oh, it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Thank you, Lord. I'm calling on the God of Jacob. I know that you will keep your covenant. I know that I'm calling on the God of Moses, whose glory tore apart the ocean. I'm asking you to do the same thing for me. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Poor rock, O rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. I'm calling on the God of Mary, whose favor rests upon the lowly. I know through you all things are possible. I'm calling on the God of David, who made a shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giants. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Standing on your faithfulness. You hear your children then. God, hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You heard their prayers back then. And you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were the healer then. You are the healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You moved in power then. God moved in power then. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. Now I need you now. Oh rock, of ages, I'm asking on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You are the same God now as you were back then. Thank you. You are the same God. You're still doing miracles. You're still delivering people. You're still saving people, Jesus, just like you were back then. Thank you. You always keep your covenant. You always keep your covenant. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing right now for these people. thank you that your hand is on us, that you go before us. You always make a way for us when it seems like there's no way. You're always here with us. You always know what we need before we can ask. Thank you that you're meeting these needs right now that are represented on this program. I don't know what everybody needs individually, but I know that you're meeting their needs. And I just thank you that you're meeting all of these needs right here, right now. Thank you for this time and your word. Thank you for faith, that we have faith. Thank you that we have faith. Thank you, Master, for that. Thank you for that, Jesus. Oh, how I love you. Thank you for what you're doing in each one of us. Now, Heavenly Father, I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that huge amounts of listeners come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. I want to make our Bible confession. We haven't done it in a little while, but starting tonight, we're going to get back to that tonight, starting with tonight. If you've got a Bible with you, hold it up. If it's safe to do so, hold it up, because we mean business. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go with me to Hebrews 5, verse 11. Amen. Hebrews 5, 11. Hebrews 5, 11. And we'll see what all the Lord has for us tonight. We still got time to teach and study the Word. We're good. So I'm going to begin in the 11th verse of chapter 5 of Hebrews. And we'll also look at chapter 6. So I'm going to start with verse 11. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. Uh-oh. Hopefully that's not you. Listeners, hopefully that's not you. In fact, though, by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk and not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness yet. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves by distinguishing good from evil. Now follow me into chapter 6. Therefore, let us leave the elementary things, the elementary teachings about Christ, and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. Instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because by their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Uh-oh, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be doing that. Land that drinks from the rain, often falling on it. And that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is found. When found, receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case. Thus, that accompanies salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love that you have shown him as you have helped people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but rather to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Verse 13, when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore to himself, saying, I will surely bless you and will give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear to someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the hearts of what was promised. To the heirs, not the hearts. And puts an end to all. Let's start verse 17 again so you can truly, clearly understand it. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose doesn't change, the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered in on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. So, what you see here is God made a promise to Abraham. The promise was that there would be many descendants, meaning family to family to family to family to family. It would take place, and he would have children. And then, you know, they would have children, they would have children, they would have children, and they would have children. And it would just go on and on and on and on. But Abraham had to do something that most of us don't like to do so well. Wait. He had to wait patiently. You know, sometimes we have certain things that we might not mind waiting for. You know. Other things we might go, wait, what? I have to wait? For it to take place. Abraham was in his 90s. Sarah was over 90 when she gave birth. And they're both like, well, how am I going to have children? Abraham could have just said, oh, Lord, I don't know. Are your promises true or not? I've waited for so long. And it could have been easy for him to say, you know, I'm getting tired of waiting. Do I have to sit here and wait and wait and wait and wait? But at the right time, he received what he had been promised, even though he had to wait for a long time. But, you know, God saw his word through. He did what he promised Abraham. And you know something about God? He always keeps his promises. He's beyond human. Because sometimes humans, you know, oftentimes humans will, you know, say they're going to do something. You know, they might say, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that. But they might not keep their word for whatever reason. Maybe something came up. Or maybe it could be a matter of, who knows, maybe they just didn't want to. Maybe they just didn't feel like it. Maybe they just, you know, a wide range of reasons. But not God. He kept his promise in the case of Abraham. He kept his promises in the case of Moses. He kept his promises in so many other cases. And he's still doing that now for us. He's still making us into what we ought to be. His word is never void, ever. And sometimes people will swear oaths, like it's like they'll swear an oath, try to like make this promise, like I swear, I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise. You see, when God makes promises, he keeps them. Of course, there's all these ifs and that, you know, like if we keep the faith, if we do this, if we do that, and if you keep the faith, and if you stay with God and don't fall away, don't quit on God, you shall receive what you've been asking him for. Because I don't want you thinking that you can just go be sloppy agape and even fall away. Just totally forget. And then think, oh, I'm still going to get the reward from God. Well, still got to be, you know, obedient to the things of God. Because God does not reward those who disobey him. Because God is just, he's righteous, he's holy. And one of the things you have to be able to realize, you know, as you mature in the things of God, you have to get to a place where you can realize God keeps his promises, and they're not void at all. He keeps his promises. He says something, he means it. Makes a promise to us, he means it. Now you can postpone it, you can void it by not doing the things he said. But you stay faithful, you shall receive what it is that you're believing for from him. And you can receive the things that he has promised for you. And it goes along with what we sang tonight, that last song, and that we can stand on his faithfulness. And that he was the same God back in the days of the Bible. He was the same God then, and he's the same God now. And it's not one of those things where you have to sit there and hope and wish and squeeze and roll a bead and, you know, do a prayer bead and all these other things people do. No, that's not going to get you anywhere. The prayer bead will not help you. It will not help you. Nope, it's not going to help you. But standing on the word, that's what's going to help you. Standing on his faithfulness. And before that, you know, what we already talked about, you know, becoming mature in the things of God so that we don't, so that we can move on from the milk, from the elementary things, on into the meat of the word. Like things like what he said, you know, the laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and other things, you know, like that. It's, of course, things like laying on of hands are important. And, you know, if you have compassion for sick people, that's a great thing you can do. Lay on hands. Lay your hands on the sick. Jesus said they will lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Didn't say they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall stay sick. Nope. Lay their hands and recover. That's what it says. And I'm so grateful for that. And I put my faith, I put my trust, and I know that he will do that. I know it. It's not one of those maybes. Because his promises are yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen. And I know that he's going to do what he said in his word. Now, whatever it is that he's promised you. You know, because one of the things he has plans, you know, to prosper us, to give us hope and a future. And that if we just trust him, not just always trust someone else, but trust him. And that's what I do. I trust him. Because he always comes through. And you know what I know? He keeps his promise. He hasn't failed. So when we say he's the promise keeper, we mean it. When I say he's the promise keeper, I mean it. Because that's who he is. And that's why I hold on his promises. I hope that you hold on to his promises. And the reason why we can hold on to his promises? Because they're true. They're not void. They don't become void either. Oh, and by the way, there's no disclaimer on it that says, well, supplies last. Golly gee, Gomer, don't you just hate it when you hear a commercial and it sounds so good to be so great and possibly too good, you know, so it just sounds so awesome. But then it says, while supplies last. Don't you just really despise that, Victoria? Like, imagine if you see this, you know, ad for Walmart or Target, you know, like, we'll say, you know, and we'll just say it's around, you know, Easter or something, or this sort of furniture sale, 80% off, while supplies last. And then maybe you're like me. And this year, you know, at the end of the summer, went back to the Christmas section at Target to see what was back there. And maybe, no, I didn't hear any ads right then for that stuff. But let's just say some of those things were on there, like 75% off this certain Christmas trees. Whoa, well, supplies last. And you get back there and they're not there. What? But God's promise doesn't say, well, supplies last. Well, the power is still present. And then when it runs out, he can't do it. Nope. His promises are yes and amen. Like I like to say, not maybe and I guess. Oh, and by the way, it's not like, you know, this mantra of, you know, Jesus doesn't sit there on his throne and say, my arthritis is killing me. A third of the angels have the flu. Yeah, a third of the angels either have the flu, the cold, or COVID. And I just had to make a payment on the throne room for tomorrow. And now I got the miracle man, River Shukla, sitting down there teaching on my promises that I don't know if I'm going to keep them or not. I don't know. I'm tired. No. God doesn't do that. Rodney Howard Brown used to use that little mantra back at the start of COVID. I thought it was so funny. And all the thing of, you know, it's like a, you know, Jesus caught corona, you know, a third of the angels had to be quarantined. No! Because I trust him. I believe him. His promises are yes and amen. That's why I stand and keep the fight and keep the belief. And it doesn't matter how long it's been. Well, I've been believing for this for 50 years. Oh! Keep believing. Don't give up. Check yourself. And ask God to show you, you know, am I doing these things right? What's my confession like? How's my tithing? What am I confessing with my mouth? And you look at the different things. And when they're good, keep waiting, keep believing, keep confessing, and you shall receive what you're believing for. Because his promises are not void. And there is no dreaded while supplies last. Because he doesn't run out of miracles. He doesn't run out of signs, wonders. He's always got a new one. That's even if the pun board runs out of puns. And but, you know, you just keep trusting in him, believing in him, knowing that he's going to do what he said in his word, having that faith in him. Because you got to have faith. Because that faith is part of what helps you realize that he made his promises, and that he is going to keep his promises that he made part of the as part of the covenant. I know through his promises that I will be healed. Amen. I'm going to take a very quick station ID break. I will be right back in a very quick second. No, I didn't end it. I did not end it.
Shall we quit?
So, anyhow, we're back, and now, listeners, we're going to have our interview with our special guest here, Vaughn Roten, who is head coach, who is president of a football program for young people, for kids here in Midland, where I live. And then, so I'm looking forward to this. And then, of course, who's here is with him is his wife that I have gotten to know over the years. And I'm really awesome person also. Her name is Jenny Roten. They got married about just over 6 months ago. Of course, I call her Donut. She loves donuts as much as I do. And that's all I'm going to say about that. We do have good donut memories together, including Nutter Butter Long Johns. If only, if you're listening to this Gourmet Cupcake Shop, refine the recipes, please, for the Nutter Butter Long John. Please, oh, please, oh, please. Because, after all, we need those. Okay, first of all, what is this sports program that you coach slash are the president of football with the kids?
It is the Midland Area Youth Football League.
Okay, Midland Area Football League, yes.
So we have kids that are anywhere from kindergarten all the way up to sixth grade.
Right. And
we have kids, we mostly base on Midland, but we do have kids that are from Pinconning. We have Bay City teams. We're slowly branching out further and further. We have Saginaw Nouvelle. They put a team in our league every year too.
Okay. Do you recruit players, or do the players and parents find you?
We post on Facebook and let people know of our sign-up period, but our teams every year are based on the school you go to. So, like, if you go to Adams Elementary, you're on the Adams team. And, like, last year, we had to have two Adams teams in the junior division because we had 38 kids from Adams Elementary join. Because we don't like to put more than 18 to 20 kids on a team, so everybody gets adequate playing time.
And then number three was a question, was kind of part, ended up being part of number one because you already answered it, so we'll skip that one. What is the age of the players that you find? Do they have to be good players or at least have some potential?
Nope. Any player is welcome to play because we are a completely developmental league. So we don't, you know, everyone keeps score in football, but we don't keep score on the scoreboard or anything like that. There's a winner and a loser, but we don't post records or anything like that either. It's all just to help Midland and Dowhigh have better football programs in the future.
Right. As an honorary coach of the team, I learned about what it takes, you know, to be a good coach and, you know, and kind of what goes into that. you know, what being a football coach is like. And it was kind of and it was interesting to see, is what I'll say about that. It was cool. Where does the funding of the team and the equipment come from?
So we're a nonprofit.
Okay.
So we get our funding through grants. All of our registration fees and everything that we get goes directly back into the league.
True.
Sponsorship fees go directly into the league.
Yep.
But a big part of it has been grants that have helped us get equipment, because we have what I would like to say is the nicest equipment out of any of these surrounding area leagues.
Yeah. That's always nice when you can say that.
Yep.
Because I know at the high school level, we both Midland and Dow now have some of the nicest facilities.
Yep.
I mean Dow has the new turf field, which I actually was the honorary coach on.
Yep.
Dow's field with you. So I can honestly say that I have some of the finest, you know, football facilities around that I know of, for the high school level, that is.
And that's the cool thing, too, is so this year we got to have a game at Midland High on the turf field.
Oh, you guys got to have one at Midland in the community stadium.
Oh, yeah. We had one there, and then we got the other five that we had were all at Dow. But the fact that we're able to use the community fields is a big, big plus.
Of course, including, you know, world famous, okay, not world famous yet, but, you know, so-called world famous MCS. Number seven, have any of your players ever had special needs of any kind?
We have had a couple. I think we've had, me personally, I've coached two.
Yes.
And they got to play all different positions. The only position that they did not play was quarterback and running back, and that was at the request of them. They did not want to play those positions.
Some people, it's just, that's just not for them.
Yep.
It's just like, even if you don't have, you know, special needs, sometimes the running back or quarterback is not for you.
Right.
But you can't, of course, you can't have 50 running backs.
Right.
Because I remember you saying that we can't have 50 of one certain position. I heard one of the coaches say that. In fact, I remember hearing it. How did you first get interested in this project?
So the first year that I coached with them, I was an assistant coach. And the league had actually posted on Ask Midland asking if anybody wanted to volunteer to coach. And so I told them that I would, and a buddy of mine did as well. So we coached that team for our first team. And then I've just stuck with it ever since, and that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I think the league's all done basically nothing but grow ever since, right?
Yes. So the first year that I was a part of it, we had about 280 kids. The second year, we had about 300. And the last two years ago was 350. And last year was 456.
Wow, that is big time growth. That is big time growth, man. That's huge. And I understand we're getting some bigger guys too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if they stick with it, do you think down the road we could get to more going further into the playoffs and actually playing some of these bigger schools?
Oh, better? Absolutely.
So Midland is totally one that's a place that's up and coming. So this thing of Midland and Dow being competitive, in your mind, that's not going away.
No.
That thing of one school winning the city championship seven years in a row, like what happened, that's not going to be happening.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I always hold a little Midland in my heart.
But for Dow, it would be hard to do.
Yeah.
Because some of these bigger kids that that you've seen there headed to Midland.
Yep.
So part of the thing is like down the future where Midland blows out Dow, it could totally be a size thing.
Yep.
because I even went to Dexter, you know, to watch Midland play Dexter back in the fall. And they had guys that were super fast, you know. They had Cole, but we contained Cole, but to make it so that he couldn't run the ball much. But they had great wide receivers, including Cole, which is also great at wide receiving.
Yep.
Because you saw some of Cole on tape, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of his.
Yeah,
it was fun to watch.
Yeah, so he could be a great asset for Michigan as a wide receiver.
I think he'll definitely make his place known.
Yeah, even though this first year that he'll have, it'd be hard for him to make it as a starter because of the line of running backs that are in front of him.
Yeah.
Because he's basically number four.
And Blake Corum came back.
So that pushed him back a bit further.
Yep.
So in a way, he's kind of like, well, it is what it is because it's the team, so you can't get all upset just because, you know, you got pushed further back because someone else decided to come back.
And, you know, it's just a little extra time to develop.
You know, for him to hurt. I know that you also play hockey.
Yep.
And you are on a team. What can you say about hockey? Being a hockey player, because I know you even played hockey at MHS back in the day.
Yep. And that's where I'm heading to after this. Is I'm heading over to the rink. I have a game at 9:15. You know, it just feels good to be back on the ice again. Be with all the guys. I play with some of the guys that used to play at Midland High. They were a couple grades ahead of me, so it's fun. Keeps you young.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And you, Jenny, you've been following this guy around for a few years, as I've known.
I sure have.
You've been following him even in cold rinks. And,
yep.
And what have you. And you know, you just got to do what you got to do. The baby's at home crying. So, by the way, I'm waiting for that donut video.
Someday, soon, it's coming.
Yeah. If only you had a donut machine like the one I have in my kitchen.
Well, you had one, but yeah.
It's a little one. It's a Mrs. Dash one. If you wouldn't mind, Victoria, showing her what it is, because. And then if I have any donuts left, if you can show her a couple of those, because then you can kind of see what we're talking about, listeners, because she loves donuts as much as I do. And there's a couple different donut shops I went to, even in Tampa, Florida, that were very delicious. The workers, you know, were super nice. And it was a pretty awesome thing. But so what is it you have enjoyed most about being a football player, because you played football semi-professionally, and also, you know, before that, of course, you were playing at Midland High. What is it that you most enjoyed about that?
You know, my favorite thing is probably the brotherhood that comes with football. If you're on a good team, it's a lot more than just playing a sport. You know, you're playing with your best friends. You're trusting each other every down. You know, you can't be a successful quarterback if you don't trust your linemen. So it's having, you know, super good friends and then, of course,
yeah,
winning.
And it's called team chemistry.
Yep.
And I know the coach at Midland High on ESPN 100.9 FM before, he has talked about team chemistry. I've seen on the paper where he's talked about something called moxie. What does that refer to?
So that's going to refer to things, you know, where you face adversity in a situation and how you react to it. You know, if you're playing with moxie, playing with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, but you're out to prove something.
But how you felt build moxie is playing those tough opponents.
Yep.
But so this thing that I'm not sure that very many coaches call it moxie.
No, that's unique to our coach over at Midland.
That like other coaches, they don't necessarily do that. They won't use that word moxie. But moxie kind of means like, you know, toughness.
Yep.
And it means like, you know, that you're like tough. But at the same time, you don't want to be cocky about it.
Right.
But because sometimes pride comes before the fall. And if you always have, and of course, you know, if you're thinking, you know, pride comes before the fall. I mean, if you're thinking, you know, we're so tough, even if you're undefeated, even if you haven't played anyone like, you know, the best team in your league when you played semi-pro or Muskegon or like someone like that, that's different. I say Muskegon because they beat us 2 years in a row, heavily.
Back to back years.
Yep, that's right. Yep, like that. But it's so honestly, what's your pick for the Super Bowl?
You know, I think it's going to be the Eagles.
And why is that?
I think their offense is just too much for Kansas City. They got too good of an offense and a good defense.
My pick, because I'm going to do a couple more shows before I go to Florida and before the Super Bowl, or as I like to call Florida, Florida, which you know very much, don't it, that there is a reason why I call it Florida and why when I've typed it out, why it's F-L-O and then the R is capitalized. You know I do it because of that singer. You know that, right?
I do.
And that's actually how it's spelled, right? With no space?
Yep.
But like on his record label, I think, too?
I think so, yeah.
Yep. I'd have to make sure on his record label, but I think it is, isn't it?
I think so.
And no W either?
Nope.
Because otherwise, and the crazy thing about it that you guys might not know, he was actually 250 miles outside of even the state of Florida in Atlanta, Georgia.
I think I did know that actually.
I think what he meant by that was like riding with the flow. Even though I could see why some people could mean Florida because he was close to it, about as close to it as you can be and still be in a huge city,
right?
Atlanta. So that's closer to it than Charlotte or any of the other big ones. Atlanta's like the closest one. Do you bet that's probably why he went with that?
Maybe.
Because, and he probably had some family from down there. But anyhow, my pick, listeners, as I told you, listeners, it was a pick that I am going to make next week, you know, just before I go to Florida. And then you guys will know what the pick is. And so it was so great, Vaughn, having you on the program. I really want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So I know you guys are going to get going. So it was, you know, thanks for taking the time. I had fun with it, honestly. I want to thanks a lot. And thank you, Donut, for coming. I wasn't sure if you were going to come or not because my mom said last night. Well, I was so glad you could make it.
Me too. I couldn't miss it.
Oh, no. In fact, I think I'm trying to find a way. How would you fit in my suitcase?
I know. You should figure that out.
I got a line of like 2-3 other people that were wishing they could fit in my suitcase. Might have to line it up like a Black Friday line, I guess.
Yeah.
through the airport, have you three like go behind me.
Yeah, I'll know in your mom's suitcase.
And whoever's cute first. whoever, you know, whoever's queued up first gets to go. Whoever's back not inside the queue, I guess, has to stay home. Yeah, do like, yeah, I don't know, some Black Friday type queue. I don't know. Thinking about it. like one of those places like that does the single queue.
Right.
But so it's not lights, you can go to another register.
You should tell your mom she's gonna stuff me in hers so that you have room for somebody else.
All right. Just having fun with it. Okay, folks. But you know, it was, you know, we're just having fun with it. Do you have a pick for the Super Bowl donut, or are you still thinking?
I say if Vaughn says Eagles, I say Eagles.
I am remaining neutral. I'm still thinking, finalizing, making sure so that I make a good pick, first of all. And number two, I purposely like to do, you know, when I make these picks, as close to a Super Bowl as possible.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, so that way after finding out about injuries and such, so that helps me make the best pick that I can make. So that's why I'm holding out on it. It's not to be stubborn. Like, oh, you won't just reveal it.
Keep them in the fog.
Because then I was going to be like, just reveal it! Because it could change. That's why I won't just reveal it right this minute.
Smart move.
We got to root for Wiley, though.
Yeah, we do. And yep, and he's pretty awesome. Maybe this time, if the Chiefs win, maybe we'll actually have a parade. Oh, I wish we would have done that the first time. bring the band out one more time, because in my mind, you can't have a parade without the bands. You can't.
Definitely not.
And we need a Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
And if we do, you know who needs to be invited to it. Of course, the band kids, of course.
Yeah.
And of course, you already know my phone would be out.
Definitely.
Because if they're doing it, get right before they open, I'd be like, nope, I'll stay outside and wait for them to finish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then go in. All right, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. A day that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you, Jesus, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no sickness or disease, fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us, for you are with us. And thank you. That will be a powerful witness for you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And until next time, God first, God always. God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all next time.